in the south.
The prolonged drought conditions are causing some corn plants to shut down. With these cases, Channel Seed technical agronomist Derek Crompton encourages farmers to get out and assess that corn crop.
A lot of that corn was a pretty decent crop. You know, it was 150, you know, 180 bushel ear on that plant. And I think what we're seeing is everything is being taken out of that stalk and put into that ear or what it's trying to fill now. So I was actually doing some push tests, and it's not very scientific. You just stand next to the row and just push the stalk about as your arm's length in front of you. And if it cranks or bends or breaks, then you know that stock just doesn't have a whole lot of life left in it.
Crompton says some of the early 80-day corn he performed push tests on was fairly brittle.
And, you know, probably about 20% of those guys did crank or break when I was doing that. So I definitely think it's going to be a year, like you say, I'm sure natural drying is going to be occurring pretty fast. A lot of these plants have lost their green tissue on the top. So the wind's going to blow and it's going to dry them down. If it were me, with the minute you see your corn getting close to that 25%, I'd probably be starting to, you know, do some harvest, you know, check those fields and, you know, get your dryer going if you can, and probably just get started a little bit earlier. That's kind of what I'm thinking out there.
Cargill.